RNZ Pacific. Nisambulavinaka, I'm Moratuila Epataila with the news. Whamuina Professor Fafitai Sopoanga leads the New Year's Honours List for Pacific recipients. Christine Ravoy reports.
Whamuina has been made a Companion of the New Zealand Order of Merit for services to Pacific health and tertiary education. She has championed medical and public health education for Pacific communities since the 1990s. Sina Moana Wendt is one of two Pacifica officers of the New Zealand Order of Merit. Wendt was recognised for her services to governance. And the other officer is Justice of Peace, Tuita Alili Vaitavae Sua Aloese Moe, who was honoured for her services to the Pacific community. 17 people have been recognised in the New Year's honours for their contributions to Pacific communities in Aotearoa.
A stalwart of the county's Manukau community and former police officer Alfili Paina says when he found out he was getting a New Year honour, he immediately thought of his mother. Mr. Alfili Paina was a police officer from 1978 until 2016. He has been involved in local politics since 2003 and is currently an Auckland councillor. He says he was in disbelief when he found out about his honour.
Interesting enough, I thought of my mother, who passed many years ago, thought of her straight away, and I know this sounds weird, but had a little cry.
Alfili Paina has been an advocate for people in hardship, especially during the COVID-19 lockdown and continued pandemic. And Queen's Service Medal recipient Glorious Oxenham says the award is an acknowledgement to all the people she works with in the community. She has been recognised in the New Year's Honours List for services to the Melanesian community in New Zealand. She says the Melanesian community in Wellington are really supportive.
Here in Wellington, we work really well with the three Melanesian countries, Solomons, Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu. These three communities work really well together, as you know, socially as well as helping each other out and community things that we do.
Mrs. Oxenham has been the president for the Lower Hutt North Island Wontok Association since 2011. Police in Papua New Guinea say a fight between two tribes over a piece of land has left 18 people dead. Inga Police Commander Acting Superintendent Evisi Nili told the national newspaper that the violence also destroyed 20 homes in Tisak Valley. He says police and soldiers have been deployed into the area and have set up camps between the two tribes at the Tisak Valley High School. Fiji has reported one death and 309 new cases of COVID-19, with 194 of them recorded in the last 24 hours. This brings the total number of active cases to 780, as health authorities tackle a third wave of the coronavirus across the country. The government also confirmed that out of the latest cases, 115 were recorded on December the 28th. A 62-year-old COVID patient died at home on Christmas Day, taking the death toll to 698. The Northern Marianas has confirmed its 13 COVID-19-related death, but no details were provided by the Governor's COVID-19 Task Force and the Commonwealth Health Care Corporation. Meanwhile, 122 people tested positive for COVID-19 recently, bringing the CNMI total to 3,085 cases since March the 28th, 2020. The individuals have been isolated and are actively monitored. The surge in the number of COVID-19 cases caused by the Omicron variant is causing disruption across Europe. A British rail operator, Southern Rail, says no trains would run to or from London Victoria until January the 10th because of coronavirus isolation and sickness. Infections have also dramatically risen in Italy, and Germany has restricted travel there. Mourners have been streaming through the Anglican Cathedral in Cape Town to pay their last respects to Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The South African anti-apartheid campaigner is lying in a modest wooden coffin in line with his wishes for a simple funeral. The Archbishop of Cape Town, Thabo Mangoba, said mourners would celebrate Tutu's long life.
This is a sad moment, but as Christian, it's also a moment of grace where we're saying, thank you, Lord, for a life well lived.
Desmond Tutu's official state funeral will be held on New Year's Day. In Air New Zealand, flight carrying the body of Tonga's late Deputy Prime Minister, Lord Ma'afu, arrived in Tonga yesterday. Lord Ma'afu died on December the 12th at the Auckland City Hospital after a long illness. The funeral in Tonga was postponed after the cancellation of two Air New Zealand flights to Tonga on the 21st and 28th of December due to volcanic activity at Hungahapai. Matangi Tonga Online says the funeral on Monday will be conducted by Pastor Fanuelu Mataele, the president of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. A new report is drawing attention to the plight of Tuvaluan overstayers in Aotearoa. The research by Unitec's Dr. Hua Ningen and senior lecturer David Kinkle draws on the lived experiences of undocumented Tuvaluan migrants to form a detailed picture of the desperate situation they face. With assistance from the Tuvaluan Auckland Community Trust, the pair of academics conducted interviews with undocumented migrants and compiled the information they uncovered into the report. Dr. Ningen says the stories they heard were heartbreaking.
Many of them holding more than two jobs, but then they contribute, they're paying tax, they contribute to New Zealand society and economy, but they were denied of all of the access, like some of the rights, like access to healthcare, access to tertiary education.
Dr. Wa Nungen says many are only able to obtain low-paying employment and unable to access the education or training to improve their situations. In sport, Wellington Phoenix coach Gemma Lewis says last night's 5-0 loss to Sydney FC wasn't nice to watch or be part of. Sydney scored all five goals in the first half to extend their lead at the top of the A-League women's table, while the Phoenix remained bottom with just 1 point. Lewis says they were passive and lethargic, and she's frustrated by the inconsistency her side has shown in the first five rounds. The Phoenix have 10 days to regroup before their next game against second-placed Melbourne City. Indian seamers Jasprit Bumrah and Mohammad Shami took 3 wickets each as the tourists beat South Africa by 113 runs on the fifth day of the first test at Centurion Park after the game. Proteas wicketkeeper batsman Quinton de Kock announced his retirement from Test cricket. And Australian match referee David Boone has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not be available for the fourth Ashes test in Sydney starting next Tuesday. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.